You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here we are, December 7th, 2022. And yes, before we wrap up this hour, we will go back in time to that date of infamy. Reminding you, we are live streaming on rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com right now, and I see many of you already on there. You can join them. Simply go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA, push it. And push live, and you join us in studio or watch later. I see many end up watching later. I understand. We're glad to have you. And we're going to extend our Rumble considerably coming up over the first of the year. After the first of the year, you want to stay posted on details of that. Can't release everything right now. Got to keep it close to the vest, you know. Got to play my secret games and so forth, you know, things of that nature. But you'll like it. So the Supreme Court is hearing arguments today. And Moore versus Harper, a case they say, many say, could upend electoral politics. This is open to arguments made by North Carolina GOP lawmakers, suggesting that state courts and other state entities have a more limited role in reviewing election rules established by state legislatures when it comes to federal elections. This is an outgrowth of the arguments former President Trump and his allies made for challenging the results of the 2020 election. But, of course, we now have more to show that there was indeed interference in the 2020 election, and it came from the FBI. As I've stated to you repeatedly, we now have evidence that before a single vote was cast, it was already in the bag for the Biden administration, not yet in office, because FBI agents were making sure all the Twitter and social media giants shut down, did not repeat stories about the Hunter Biden laptop when they knew it existed. We're going to get in that in more detail coming up in the next segment. In the meantime, of course, to restate for you in case you missed it, Elon Musk has fired a former Twitter deputy general counsel, Jim Baker, who was a former FBI agent working for Twitter at that time, because he was suppressing info important to public dialogue. In fact, he was among those going around telling the, in one fashion or another, sending word to the big tech companies and the other, quote, mainstream or now state-controlled media, do not run that story. It's a lie. It's Russian propaganda. And, of course, now that we have all this information coming out, Senator Cory Booker, Democrat in New Jersey, said, we're going to see the Republican-controlled House hold crazy hearings, attacking President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. What about the crazy hearings you were doing with January 6th? You're still trying to come up with charges, and you can't put it together. But they believe that even though these tweets are out there and it's all evidence right now, fully available evidence, that would be crazy to investigate any alliances and any compromised situations Joe Biden might be in. Former CEO Jack Dorsey has said, I think Twitter that Musk should release everything. Just release everything. Now, Dorsey apparently was not aware all this was going on. I don't know how or why he would know about it, but apparently he is in the clear as to stifling the information back then. In the meantime, Georgia Lieutenant Governor Duncan said the reason maybe Herschel Walker lost in Georgia against Senator Warnock yesterday was that Trump has brainwashed the Republicans' base to think conservatism is angryism. Do you buy that? And, of course, others are saying Herschel Walker is a flawed candidate to begin with. You're never going to find a perfect candidate. You do know that. I do have good news for you. Congressional leaders did strip from the annual defense package that proposal would have allowed media organizations to create cartels to collectively bargain with big tech companies. Remember, it was going to be in the National Defense Authorization Act. It has now been stripped out. Good. It never should have been in there. And one thing that did stay inside the defense bill where it belongs is that not later than 30 days after this act starts, Secretary of Defense shall rescind the mandate that members of the armed forces be vaccinated. In other words, you will not have to be vaccinated. What are they going to do about those they've already kicked out because they would not go along with it? And a Philadelphia gas owner hired security guards with AR-15s. He said, I got to stop all this nonsense, drug trafficking, gangs endangering my employees and customers. Bringing in employees with AR-15s or shotguns? Something's going to happen.
Connors USA News and Commentary.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest, best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. It's been a hard day.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
From my standpoint, I think the biggest revelation out of the Twitter file so far is the fact that the FBI was preemptively laying the groundwork to sabotage any disclosure of the Hunter Biden laptop, which they had in their possession December 19th. This should trouble every American that the FBI was acting in such a partisan manner, making sure that they were laying the groundwork that if McIsaac turned over that computer that they knew was genuine, knew was authentic, that they had the plans already laid to sabotage it by labeling it Russian disinformation.
And that's exactly what they did. Those are the words of Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who's along with Senator Grassley of Iowa, been listening to whistleblowers coming forward from the FBI talking about, listen, we had a lot of things going on inside the headquarters of the FBI in D.C. going into the Trump-Hillary election, during the Trump administration, and certainly going into the battle between Trump and Biden. I do want to make sure you keep in mind the difference between the leadership and those who are at the lower ranks. Could there be some inside the lower ranks that also have animosity toward Trump or Republicans or conservatives? Certainly. Could there be some in leadership that are actually doing a good, fair job, but then they get shut down by others who have a political bias inside the FBI? Certainly. But now we have by these Twitters that have been released by Musk, as he's ordering things released from 2020, we have yet to see 21, 22. Wait till we see those. As I said in news and commentary a moment ago, Jack Dorsey, the founder and former CEO of Twitter, now says, you know, Musk should just release all of them. And Dorsey had admitted when first words began to come out that Twitter might have been involved in shutting off just the story as being reported by the New York Post, that the laptop existed and what was on it, he said, yeah, we should not have shut it down for any reason. We should let that go forward. But inside the operation was Jim Baker, a former FBI operator director who is now working for Twitter, former FBI agent working for Twitter. And he started circulating the story like, you know, we got to be careful we're not putting hacked material out or repeating hacked material. Because what if the New York Post had hacked that material from Hunter Biden's laptop? Then we'd be complicit in that. So they kind of ran that around. But even their own, many of their own execs under him and around him began to question, but I don't see evidence of that. No one's made that claim. And can we, should we keep this off because of that? No, the real reason was, if the information were being released and replicated over and over and over, it could cost Joe Biden the election. So as you heard Senator Johnson say, from my standpoint, the fact that the FBI was involved in helping do some of this stuff, it should trouble every American. Because they're claiming it's either Russian propaganda, Russian disinformation, and he and Senator Grassley were constantly mocked by the left as, these guys, they're just kind of idiots, aren't they? Listen to them babble around about this is going on, that's going on. They got no proof. They're whistleblowers. They're just coming forward and just trying to really not want to make a name for themselves, but they want attention. Well, now this shows that no, this was going on. There's more evidence to this crime of this cover-up involving the FBI than there is of Donald Trump inciting the January 6th riot. You see the difference? I want you to hear from Senator Grassley. Now, Senator Grassley, as I said, along with Senator Johnson, they've been the ones basically carrying the torch for freedom in this, trying to get good, clear answers of what's been happening behind the scenes and where the FBI was playing a role, and now these Twitter files are beginning to unveil that. Here's Senator Grassley, Republican from Wisconsin. I'm sorry, from Iowa.
So here we have four elements to this fact pattern that ought to shake up every member of the United States Senate and shake them up to their very core. One, the FBI got their hands on Twitter via these weekly briefings, the weekly briefings that I've already expressed existed, and planted seeds regarding future hack material relating to Hunter Biden. Two, the FBI improperly labeled information it possessed on Hunter Biden as you-know-what, disinformation.
Those are just two of the four points. We'll resume in just a moment. But just consider what he laid out for you. All the facts and the information were there. And it all started with the New York Post reporting on this Hunter Biden laptop. And, of course, there were all kinds of crazy pictures of Hunter smoking crack and looking doped out and everything else. Something to see and watch if you had to have pictures instead of words. But the bottom line was the deals he was making while Daddy was vice president and Hunter Biden got a job with Burisma, remember? He knew nothing about oil and gas. In fact, Daddy was campaigning on that. We're going to get rid of fossil fuels. But meanwhile, here's Hunter over here doing a deal with Burisma, getting hundreds of thousands of dollars per month, and working on other deals with China and a Russian oligarch. I mean, he had his hands into every pie in the room. Taste this one, taste that one. Do you not think that Joe Biden had some knowledge of this? Well, of course, if you listen to Joe Biden, he said, I never discussed any of this stuff with my son. But he did. The emails have proven it. They've been released from Twitter so far. The emails have given certain directions as to where all of this was going. Is there a direct link between any money that went to Hunter from his deals? Is there a direct link to Joe Biden? Provable, undeniable at this point? No. But you'd really have to be an idiot when you see in the lines where Hunter was saying on his own laptop in the deal making, he said, well, of course, we've got to put aside 10% for the big guy. Would that be a tithe to God? I don't think so. All right, so let's go back to Senator Grassley of Iowa. He said, we already have these things that should shake our foundation. And he named two. Now, here are two more.
Three, the FBI provided an unnecessary August 2020 briefing to me and Senator Johnson that was used by some Democrats and by the liberal media to try to undermine our investigations that started well before the 2020 election. And four, the liberal media repeatedly and falsely labeled my and Senator Johnson's investigation as you-know-what sent Russian disinformation. Now, all of that happened in a run-up to the 2020 presidential elections.
All that happened before the 2020 election because they were doing everything they could to discredit any information that whistleblowers inside the FBI were giving Senators Grassley and Brown. All the Russian disinformation. And that's what was happening according to Twitter, Facebook, Google, all the big tech, and the major, quote, media companies. They were told, hey, be aware there may be more Russian propaganda coming down for the 2020 election like there was for 2016. There never was. There never was any in 2016. And even as they're saying those words to these news agencies, someone in one of the news agencies said, well, it didn't happen in 2016. We've already spent multi-millions of dollars in 2 years in proving there's no connection, that nothing happened. In fact, only money that was spent was for a steel dossier that was falsely written, had lies in it, but bought for and paid for in part by Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. This was like a spider beginning a web. And it gets more and more intricate. More and more little bits and pieces that they can use to attract and catch and devour. And the spider knows you're there. They're just waiting for you to get closer. Because the Democrat National Committee, Hillary Clinton, the state-controlled media, they were all doing the bidding in large part in cooperation with, I would say, under the direction of the FBI. The FBI involved in a national election and shaping it by withholding information. They had the Hunter laptop for a year and did nothing with it. Then when the sun broke it just weeks before the election, suddenly, it's probably Russian disinformation. It took 2 years, 2 years before CBS even acknowledged there was a laptop. They just did that a couple of weeks ago. And it took 18 months before New York Times and the others said, yeah, it's true, it's there, it's real, exists, and all the facts that we've been told by those sources are on the laptop, they are there. Once again, to Senator Johnson and his thoughts.
and the FBI was involved. We know 51 members of the, you know, intelligence community were involved in writing that letter to sabotage the story of the Hunter Biden. We know that Democrats in Congress were involved in undermining Chuck Grassley in my investigation. Schumer, Pelosi, Schiff, Warner, Wyden, Peters. These are people who are undermining our legitimate investigation. They didn't want this information out. And again, this was happening all through 2020. Everybody was sabotaging the disclosure of Hunter Biden's corruption that would compromise a future president of the United States. And so he got elected. We've seen polls that said he wouldn't have been elected if this story had been known, if people had known this. And so there are a lot of people involved in this. It wasn't just Twitter. It was Democrats in Congress. It was the FBI. It was members of the intelligence community. There's a much larger story here than just the Twitter files.
Absolutely. And you can argue, well, you know, those polls could be wrong, saying, well, if we'd known about this, maybe we wouldn't have voted for Biden. Go ahead and question them. I don't care. But you can't deny the fact, the evidence is now there, that the FBI was taking a lead in what happened with the information coming out regarding the Hunter Biden laptop. And that's why Twitter originally shut down the New York Post Twitter account, its Facebook account, anything else where they could get the word out about, hey, look what we've got. And all the rest of them fell in line obediently. You want to reconsider what I just said? The FBI actually being used, weaponized to elect the next president? That is third world country stuff. Twitter did take some action under Elon Musk, of course, to try to rectify some of it by releasing some files and a firing. We'll pick up that part of the story when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli, St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Did the FBI debrief you or anyone in Congress about any of this, or about its regular weekly meetings with Twitter and Facebook on what it was telling them to censor before the 2020 election? Did the FBI talk to you in Congress about it?
Well, the FBI provided both Senator Grassley and myself an unsolicited briefing on August 6, 2020. We were never told who directed that briefing. It was a completely unnecessary briefing. It told us nothing. I knew it was a setup. It was. It was later leaked in May of 2021 to smear me, saying I was warned of being a target of Russian disinformation.
Wait, sorry, here's the question. Did they tell you, Senator, that they were talking to Twitter and Facebook about censoring information weekly?
No, they were setting me up the exact same way as they set up Twitter to be on the lookout, and so they could smear the story about Hunter Biden's laptop.
That's exactly what they were doing. As you heard, and again, those are the words of Senator Ron Johnson, along with Senator Grassley, been investigating everything inside the FBI as it relates to lies and fabrications Russian propaganda. He said they called us, he said, for an unscheduled, unnecessary meeting. It was a scam from the beginning. They wanted everybody to see, look, we went to see this, and we were told there's nothing there. Go away. Quit listening to whistleblowers. It just gave ammunition to the state-controlled media, the Biden White House, and the FBI to say there's nothing in the Hunter Biden laptop story. Just forget it. All Russian propaganda. And they were all mocking and snickering. It says there's Johnson and Grassley. Now, of course, with the House in the control of the Republicans, after they are sworn in here in January, they've already said we're going to have some real hearings into what was going on with Joe Biden and his son and any compromised situations, which is a legitimate investigation based on everything from the Hunter Biden laptop, which finally, 18 months after it was withheld so it wouldn't harm Biden's election, became acknowledged and accepted even by the New York Times. And just a couple weeks ago, nearly 2 years after all of it, CBS News acknowledges, yep, that was right. That was all true. Took them 2 years. 6 months behind the others, by the way. But here comes Senator Cory Booker, Democrat in New Jersey, talking about the Republicans holding the House. And he said, you watch what's going to happen. They're going to hold crazy hearings about President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. He said they're just going to do it because they can, and that's what they're going to do, just herald crazy hearings. Which brings me to another crazy hearing. The House Select Committee investigating January 6th. You talk about a crazy hearing with no evidence and on two Republicans serving on there, and they're not really Republicans. Kensinger of Illinois and Cheney of Wyoming, and they hated Trump anyway, so you were not getting anything truthful out of them. But now they're really considering criminal referrals to be a critical part of their work, so their craziness continues. They're going to say, if we can't come up with some kind of criminal charges, we want to come up with them and charge somebody with a criminal activity of January 6th above and beyond, and they're still, of course, targeting Trump. Now, I don't want to ever be told that, Larry, you withheld some information that's damaging to Trump. Listen. A Manhattan jury has found two Trump Organization companies guilty of multiple charges of criminal tax fraud, falsifying business records, all connected to a 15-year scheme, they say, defrauding tax authorities by failing to report and pay taxes on compensation for top execs. You got it? The Trump Corp and Trump Payroll Corp, all found guilty. Now listen to this part. Donald Trump and his family were not charged in the case. But, of course, the president was mentioned repeatedly on trial by the prosecutors. If you get his name in there, you work it in. But they were not even charged. So don't say I didn't tell you about these guilty verdicts coming down. Coming up, I want to be joined by Tristan Justice with The Federalist. And we're going to talk about Elon Musk firing a former FBI agent who was inside Twitter and helping spread the word, shut down everything damaging to Biden.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it: look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Yeah! This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times before, contributed for The Federalist, Western correspondent, actually. Tristan Justice, glad to have you back on board, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I was looking at the piece you wrote, reference corruption, entitled Elon Musk Fires Former FBI Lawyer Behind Russiagate Hoax Following Unconvincing Explanation for Hunter Biden Laptop Censorship. Before you joined us, we were going through different reports and remarks from Senators Johnson and Grassley about how they were lied to directly by the FBI, or certainly misled, called in for a meeting they didn't even request, basically is all a sham, so then they could be mocked and snickered behind their backs that, oh, these guys are Looney Tunes, there's nothing here, and yet we have a former FBI agent serving as advisor to Twitter, blocking anything a reference to Hunter Biden laptop. Go ahead, sir.
Well, he wasn't just an FBI agent. He was the general counsel of the FBI.
Yeah, you're right. You're general counsel, absolutely. Yes.
Who actually reviewed the FISA warrants against Carter Page, several of which were turned out to be ruled as illegal.
Yep, yep.
So, of course, it's ironic and interesting that we have...
But I'm sure he's a nice guy. Come on, Tristan. Don't beat on him so hard. Go ahead.
Mal is a corrupt government actor, and so, of course, it's no surprise that Twitter would hire him after leaving the FBI, after he peddled the Russia hoax for years on end, to then become a hall monitor at Twitter. And, of course, it's ironic and interesting that last week, as the Twitter files were preparing to come out, there was this hours-long delay, none other than Jim Baker, the former FBI general counsel, played a hand in reviewing these files. And so, of course, on Tuesday, he was fired after his connections were pieced together, and his conduct was revealed in actually playing a lead role in suppressing the Hunter Biden story. He was one of the main people at Twitter who said these materials would probably be hacked. We need to shut it down.
Yeah, and but even members inside Twitter, some of their tweets surfaced showing that they were even questioning that. Where's the proof it's hacked, and is that really a reason to shut it down? Because you and I know any journalist will take any information that comes to them, regardless of how it gets to them, as long as they're not involved in the actual crime of hacking.
Right, and there was never any evidence that the Hunter Biden emails were actually hacked. In fact, we had rare on-the-record statements from the intelligence community coming out and saying that they have no evidence that this is hacked content or is some type of vehicle of Russian interference. But, of course, you have Donald Trump's political opponents bending over backwards to try to go back to the routine playbook of smearing any type of incriminating information as some type of Russian intelligence operation. So you have that now infamous letter that was published by Politico of these dozens of former intelligence officials, not even current intelligence officials, former intelligence officials trying to claim with no evidence that this laptop is some type of vehicle of Russian interference. And so, I think a lot more is going to come out about this, and it's no surprise that one of the primary vehicles of shepherding the Russia hoax for years on end through the FBI played a primary hand on suppressing the Hunter Biden story.
And I've got several questions came to mind, and reference to intel agents, former or existing, 50 plus. I'll guarantee you they never saw any of the information themselves. They probably just signed off the letter. But then Jim Baker, serving as the company's deputy general counsel, could he face some criminal charges in any way with this?
Well, that might be a better question for a lawyer to answer, but I mean, certainly I've seen some chatter from some lawyers on Twitter about how the Bar Association should certainly look at, revoking his.
Because there's a lack of ethics to begin with, but go ahead.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Lack of ethics. And so there's been some lawyers who are pointing out to the Bar Association that this needs to be looked at for potential discipline. I watch him get another job in the FBI.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, now, here's the other thing that also is part of it. Jack Dorsey has now come out and said, who founded Twitter and was CEO, but apparently, supposedly, everything's been revealed so far says he really did not know it was happening. How the hell he did not know, that would be another big question. But he's basically said, told Musk, release all everything. Go ahead and release everything.
Yeah, and that's probably why there was so much anxiety over Elon Musk taking over Twitter, because this exact thing would happen, and it's going to happen in stages. You have Barry Weiss looking at a treasure trove of documents, looking into another issue. And so all these top-button issues that have plagued Twitter over the years, or, you know, these internal communications are going to come out. Elon Musk, he essentially paid $44 billion to get access to internal documents, and I think that's almost priceless at this point because, I mean, Twitter's interference, you know, may have effectively changed the outcome of the 2020 election. We have multiple surveys now that show people would have changed their vote had they been adequately informed on the scandals surrounding the Biden family. And, of course, Twitter shut down the story for days and weeks on end. The New York Post Twitter account was shut down for weeks on end. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged that he shut down the story for at least a week. And so this big tech censorship, that is, it's not far-fetched to say big tech censorship is what rigged the 2020 election on its own.
I agree. But I also point out, especially based upon the Twitter emails we've seen so far, that what's a bigger concern to me and should be to the government, and it should be concerned to Americans, let me put it that way. It depends on who's in control of the government. It's concern them. But that the before a single vote was cast, before any early voting at any place, anywhere, the FBI was already manipulating and controlling the election by withholding information that might have been of value to voters. We won't know for sure. Polls suggest, many said, if I'd known that about Biden and the Hunter Biden laptop, I would not have voted for him. That may or may not be true. But we do know by them taking the action they did, they were already, as an FBI agency representing our government, weaponized to manipulate the election.
Right, and we saw how, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg admitted that the FBI had approached Facebook and essentially told them to shut down stories as they surfaced. And so, no, I think the FBI played a huge part in the 2020 election. They had multiple whistleblowers who have come forward through Chuck Grassley's office and Ron Johnson's office unearthing how the FBI conducted substantive interference in the 2020 election. And it really should come as no surprise after the games the FBI played from 2016 to 2017, you know, undermining Trump's entire first term, and then therefore undermining the will of the voters. You know, for all the talk about Democrats wanting to save democracy, well, these efforts to exile Donald Trump, that is a threat to democracy. When you don't even let people vote for who they want to vote for, we don't even have a democracy in the first place.
No, you don't. You don't. And if you're withholding information that the voters should, it's the First Amendment. And I hear lately the Democrats were going crazy the other day on the sense that Trump had made the remark, which was wrong, but they took it out of context additionally, so it added another wrong that they committed. Well, we want to get rid of delete the Constitution, and he didn't say it in that direct form, terminate the Constitution, but he was saying that considering it was done, he said our founding fathers would not have wanted such fraudulent elections. So that extent is true, but what they're looking at right now is just continue to draw attention any way they can away from these Twitter files and what they have proven.
Well, you know, the freak out over Donald Trump and these constitutional remarks, it's ironic, especially when you consider the Democrats have talked about packing the court.
Right,
the
right.
Part of the last few years, which is actually...
And Hillary Clinton, after she lost, she said, I should have won. We should get rid of the Electoral College. It's in the Constitution, lady.
Right, right. So for all the talk about constitutional integrity, you know, the Democratic Party has been talking about packing the court after that's already been ruled as unconstitutional. And so I think it's just a hyperbolic reaction. It's a routine hyperventilation from all of Donald Trump's opponents. And at some point, it becomes white noise. And I think a lot of people in D.C. and the establishment media are going to underestimate Trump just like they did in 2015, 2016. Yes, there's different obstacles that Trump faces in this next election, but he's also got a lot of different advantages in this next election that people are going to look over.
And we'll see how it plays now with the loss with his candidate for Georgia losing last night. Tristan Justice, thank you for your time. As always, we appreciate it, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And for those of you who might still be hyperventilating, as he said, that, you know, that you still think Trump is just so bad, grab a paper bag and blow into it and help it and blow into it. See if it helps you feel a little bit better until you pass out. Coming up, a somber time to remember. This date, December 7th.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation.
That was the part of the opening statement that President Roosevelt delivered to a joint session of Congress after Pearl Harbor attack, December 7, 1941. The date, not the day, the date itself that would live in infamy. Japan intended the attack as a preventative action to prevent the U.S. Pacific Fleet from interfering with actions they were going to take against Southeast Asia and other territories. But 81 years ago, when those Japanese bombers flew in and hit our fleet and our Army and Navy aircraft at the Pearl Harbor, leaving 2,400 dead behind, dead or dying, and just over an hour, it happened that fast. And as I said, as you were listening then, the following day, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt addressed the U.S. and the U.S. Congress, declaring war against Japan. 3 days later, Germany and Italy declared war against the U.S. You do know, if you've ever been to Pearl Harbor, and if you ever go, I pray that you will take time to go by the Pearl Harbor Memorial. They, of course, never really recovered all of the bodies. and part of the Pearl Harbor Memorial will remind you of that. And I'm going through some of the stats and information on this. It just absolutely should tear at your heart and your soul of what happened. Now, many of us were not alive at that time, and we can't understand the impact and everything that came with it, not fully, unless you're also alive with the 9/11 event, which became the modern-day Pearl Harbor. I'm glad to see that we do not forget what happened with Pearl Harbor, because I want the same to happen regarding 9/11. Never, never, never forget. They hold, again, as they often do, memorial services, but there are fewer who are alive that survived that 81 years ago. The youngest active duty military personnel on December 7, 1941 would have been about 17, making them 98 today. Many of those are still alive at 100. One was a tuba player in the ship's band. He's 102 years old. He said he recalls seeing Japanese planes flying overhead, wondering what to do. We had no place to go. Hoped they'd miss us. He was feeding ammunition to machine gunners on his ship, the USS Dobbin. They were not hit. He's attended that remembrance ceremony four times. He said, I wouldn't miss it because I got a lot of friends back there still buried there, so I come out of respect for them. Out of respect. There's a word that's lost, isn't it? Back to the statement that day after Pearl Harbor, as the president addressed a joint session of Congress and America.
With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
And indeed, we did declare a state of war, and as I said, 3 days later, Germany and Italy declared war against us as they allied with Japan. Just on December 7, 1941, at Pearl Harbor, 2,400 were killed. 1,177 sailors and Marines, nearly half of that, were in the USS Arizona. That is where you'll find the Pearl Harbor Memorial. Body still inside, oil still leaking from the ship. Never, never, never forget. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.